In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book we have sent down to you that you may bring mankind out from darkness into light by the command of their Lord to the path of the Almighty, the All-Laudable. Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and woe to the faithless for a severe punishment. Those who prefer the life of this world to the hereafter and bar others from the way of Allah and seek to make it crooked, they are in extreme error. We did not send any apostle except with the language of his people, so that he might make our messages clear to them. Then Allah leads astray whomever he wishes, and he guides whomsoever he wishes, and he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Certainly we sent Moses with our signs, bring your people out from darkness into light, and remind them of Allah's holy days. There are indeed signs in that for every patient and grateful servant. When Moses said to his people, "Remember Allah's blessing upon you when he delivered you from Pharaoh's clan, who inflicted a terrible torment on you, and slaughtered your sons, and spared your women, and in that there was a great test from your Lord. And when your Lord proclaimed, 'If you are grateful, I will surely enhance you in blessing, but if you are ungrateful, my punishment is indeed severe.' And Moses said, 'Should you be faithless, you and everyone on the earth altogether, indeed Allah is all-sufficient, all-laudable.' Has there not come to you the account of those who were before you, the people of Noah, Ad, and Thamud, and those who were after them, whom no one knows well except Allah? Their apostles brought them manifest proofs, but they did not respond to them, and said, 'We disbelieve in what you have been sent with. Indeed, we have grave doubts concerning that to which you invite us.' Their apostles said, 'Is there any doubt about Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth? He calls you to forgive you a part of your sins and grants you respite until a specified time.' They said, 'You are nothing but humans like us who desire to bar us from what our fathers used to worship, so bring us a manifest authority.' Their apostles said to them, 'Indeed, we are just human beings like yourselves, but Allah favors whomever of his servants that he wishes. We may not bring you an authority except by Allah's leave, and in Allah let all the faithful put their trust. And why should we not put our trust in Allah, seeing that he has guided us in our ways? Surely we will put up patiently with whatever torment you may inflict upon us, and in Allah let all the trusting put their trust.' But the faithless said to their apostles, 'Surely we will expel you from our land, or you should revert to our creed.' Thereat, their Lord revealed to them, 'We will surely destroy the wrongdoers, and surely we will settle you in the land after them.' This promise is for someone who is awed to stand before me and fears my threat. They prayed for victory against the infidels, and every obdurate tyrant has failed, with hell lying ahead of him, where he shall be given to drink of a purulent fluid, gulping it down, but hardly swallowing it. Death will assail him from every side, but he will not die, and there is yet a harsh punishment ahead of him. A parable of those who defy their Lord. Their deeds are like ashes over which the wind blows hard on a tempestuous day. They have no power over anything they have earned. That is extreme error. Have you not regarded that Allah created the heavens and the earth with the truth? If he wishes, he will take you away and bring about a new creation. And that is not a hard thing for Allah. Together they will be presented before Allah. Then those who were weak will say to those who were arrogant, 'Indeed, we were your followers. So will you avail us against Allah's punishment in any wise?' They will say, 'Had Allah guided us, surely we would have guided you. It is the same to us whether we are restless or patient. There is no escape for us.' When the matter has been decided, Satan will say, 'Indeed, Allah made you a promise that was true, and I too made you a promise, but I failed you. I had no authority over you, except that I called you, and you responded to me. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot respond to your distress calls, neither can you respond to my distress calls. Indeed, I disavow your taking me for Allah's partner aforetime. There is indeed a painful punishment for the wrongdoers. Those who have faith and do righteous deeds will be admitted into gardens with streams running in them to remain in them forever by the leave of their Lord. Their greeting therein will be peace. Have you not regarded how Allah has drawn a parable? A good word is like a good tree. Its roots are steady and its branches are in the sky. It gives its fruit every season by the leave of its Lord. Allah draws these parables for mankind so that they may take admonition. And the parable of a bad word is that of a bad tree, uprooted from the ground. It has no stability. Allah fortifies those who have faith with an immutable word in the life of this world and in the hereafter. And Allah leads astray the wrongdoers, and Allah does whatever He wishes. Have you not regarded those who have changed Allah's blessing with ingratitude and landed their people in the house of ruin? Hell, which they shall enter, and it is an evil abode. They have set up equals to Allah to lead people astray from His way. Say, enjoy for a while, for indeed your destination is toward the fire. Tell my servants who have faith to maintain the prayer and to spend out of what we have provided them with, secretly and openly, before there comes a day on which there will be neither any bargaining nor friendship. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth, and He sends down water from the sky, and with it He brings forth crops for your sustenance, and He disposed the ships for your benefit, so that they may sail at sea by His command, and He disposed the rivers for you. He disposed the sun and moon for you, constant in their courses, and He disposed the night and the day. And He gave you all that you had asked Him. If you enumerate Allah's blessings, you will not be able to count them. Indeed, man is most unfair and ungrateful. When Abraham said, "My Lord, make this city a sanctuary, and save me and my children from worshipping idols," "My Lord, indeed they have misled many people, so whoever follows me indeed belongs to me, and as for someone who disobeys me, well, you are indeed all-forgiving, all-merciful." "Our Lord, I have settled part of my descendants in a barren valley by your sacred house, our Lord, that they may maintain the prayer, so make the hearts of a part of the people fond of them, and provide them with fruits, that they may give thanks." "Our Lord, indeed you know whatever we hide, and whatever we disclose, and nothing is hidden from Allah on the earth or in the sky. All praise belongs to Allah, who despite my old age gave me Ishmael and Isaac. Indeed, my Lord hears all supplications. My Lord, make me a maintainer of the prayer, and my descendants too. Our Lord, accept my supplication. Our Lord, forgive me and my parents and all the faithful on the day when the reckoning is held. Do not suppose that Allah is oblivious to what the wrongdoers are doing. He is only granting them respite until the day when the eyes will be glazed. Scrambling with their heads upturned, there will be a fixed gaze in their eyes, and their hearts will be vacant. Warn the people of the day when the punishment will overtake them, whereat the wrongdoers will say, "Our Lord, respite us for a brief while, so that we may respond to your call and follow the apostles." They will be told, "Did you not used to swear earlier that there would be no reverse for you, while you dwelt in the dwellings of those who had wronged themselves before? And had it been made clear to you how we had dealt with them before you, and we had also cited examples for you?" They certainly devised their schemes, but their schemes are known to Allah, and their schemes are not such as to dislodge the mountains. So do not suppose that Allah will break His promise to His apostles. Indeed, Allah is Almighty Avenger. The day the earth is transformed into another earth, and the heavens as well, and they are presented before Allah, the One, the All-Paramount. On that day, you will see the guilty bound together in chains, their garments made of pitch, and the fire covering their faces, so that Allah may reward every soul for what it has earned. Indeed, Allah is swift at reckoning. This is a proclamation for mankind, so that they may be warned thereby, and know that He is indeed the one God, and those who possess intellect may take admonition.